1688.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club on this beautiful day. A little bit cloudy in some areas. A little peekaboo sunshine here and there. Cool. And it's telling you fall is coming, summer's coming to an end, and it's time to get back in the garden and repair some of the damage that this summer gave us. We didn't have a very good summer. You know, the wettest summer ever recorded since they've been keeping records, almost 200 years, with over 20 inches of rainfall, and I'm sure the rain we had yesterday has really increased that. But, I mean, other parts of the country is the same thing. You go down into the Carolinas, they've had more rain than they normally do. The only place that's really had the opposite is in California. And California has had one of the driest seasons that they've had on records, and it's not getting any better. And it's really getting to a point where it's, you know, it's kind of scary with all of the fires that they have there. So, you know, sometimes you're dry, sometimes you're wet, sometimes you're cold, sometimes you're hot. And every year is a different challenge, and that's what makes you a good gardener. You have to be able to roll with the changes that Mother Nature is going to give you, and that makes it a real challenge at times. So if you have a challenge like that, give me a call. Let's work together to see if we can solve those particular problems. Our number is 800-259-9231. And as we get into the fall, it's dividing perennials. It's a time for planting bulbs in the next couple of weeks so that we can have some spring color. It's redoing the lawn to make it thicker and fuller, so we'll have less weeds and less crabgrass next year. So there's a lot that has to be done. And, you know, the season is, it's not winter yet, so don't give up. Now, there's going to be a lot of new plants coming out shortly. The fall blooming mums are there. But just a word of advice. If you're going to buy some fall blooming mums, don't buy them in color now. Because those mums, by the time the fall gets here and you need the color, they'll be all done. So, you know, hold off on buying the mums, or if you're going to buy them so that the color is just cracking. If you buy one that's fully blown, I know you go to the big box stores, they're loaded with them, but they're in full bloom. And a month from now, they'll be all done blooming, and that's when you need the color. You got plenty of color now. You've got impatiens and petunias and marigolds and a lot of your perennials, so you don't need the color. Wait, get plants that are in bud if you need to do it now. If you're going to be planting mums, here's the secret. Pull the mum out of the pot. And I want you to take a jackknife or a steak knife, turn the mum upside down, and on the bottom of your pot, take a knife, cut into the root ball about a half to three quarters of an inch, and make an X. So So from one side to the other, and then the other side back and forth, so you have an X. Then what I want you to do is on the sides of your root ball, twice, cut from the top down to the bottom. Because the mums are grown in a pot. They grow in a circle. They grow out from the plant. They hit the plastic or the paper type pot. And they follow it around the edge, around and around and around. By you cutting into the root ball on the right side and the left side, making an X on the bottom, you have cut those roots, preventing them from growing in a circle. When you put those roots in the ground, instead of them continuing to grow in a circle, they grow out into the soil. They get anchored into the soil, and the survival rate of those mums coming back next year increased dramatically. If you just dig a hole, drop them in, and cover them with soil, the roots continue to grow in a circle. When the ground begins to freeze, they literally pop out of the ground, not out, but they lift out of the ground, and there's no anchoring roots, and that's why they don't survive the winter. So with some root pruning, you stimulate roots to develop below the ground. It anchors the plant and helps them to survive the winter so they come back next year. There's a tip for you. Let's go to the phone lines. Jared, who's first this hour?
Okay, first up we have Joyce on the line who's got some remedies for tomato blight.
Okay. Joyce, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul.
Hi.
I have called you before. I'm a graduate of UMass, University of Massachusetts in Amherst in the botany department.
Yes.
And I was at the Northeast Organic Farming Association's annual summer conference at University of Massachusetts at Amherst in August, and they had a whole emergency panel discussion on late blight of tomatoes and potatoes. And I wanted to share with you, I don't know whether you know of this panel discussion, but there were two major things that came out of it that I'm following through to see. One of them is using homeopathic remedies. And because I'm a naturopathic medical doctor using homeopathy, I said, homeopathy. And Paul Stamets was there from Fungi Perfecti out in Olympia, Washington, the mycologist, talking about mycorrhizae.
Yes.
And I've ordered in several mycorrhizae formulations, and so I wanted to tell you about these.
Sure, go ahead.
Yes, the first one, the homeopathy, they had a handout telling about a homeopathic remedy, and this is totally energetic. Solanum tuberosum ergotans, which is a homeopathic remedy, totally energetic, made from rotten potatoes. It's an energetic imprinting of the frequency of that particular rotten potato onto water, and then some of the water is put onto just little sugar pellets. I didn't have any of that remedy, so I ordered some in, and they indicated in this handout that several farmers in Pennsylvania had sprayed their plants with this homeopathic remedy, and I halted the blight immediately. I ordered some of the remedy in from California and sprayed my tomato plants that had some of the late blight on them. It, too,
right.
It stopped it just like that.
Wow.
It was nothing short of a miracle, which is what I see in humans with homeopathy, too. So That's one of the things. Now, the second thing is the mycorrhizae. Paul Stamets has indicated, and I've ordered some MycoGrow for Vegetables, which is an endomycorrhizal powder formulation. He indicated that you use 1 ounce per quart of water and you sprinkle the water around the roots of the plants. The endomycorrhizae, the fungus, and that attaches to the outside of the roots and goes on the inside of the roots, apparently will give protection and enhanced enhancement of the plant to protect itself against fungal diseases. What they've also recommended is that you grow your seed, your tomato seeds from tomatoes plants next year from seed, and they have a MicroGrow seed mix, and you can cover your seeds cover your seeds with endo and ecto mycorrhizae next year, and that will protect them. What they also recommended for potatoes is a product called MicroGrow Soluble, and you can soak your potatoes in this, and it will give them protection from the mycorrhizae.
You know what I'd like you to do, Joyce? If you could send me an email,
mm-hmm.
and if you could put some of this information on it, my email is pparent, P-A-R-E-N-T, at roadrunner, all one word, roadrunner.com. I'm going to two big trade shows in the next 3 weeks, and there's a lot of people coming out with new mycorrhizae and beneficial microbes and bacteria. And if you can send me that information, I will work off of that sheet and find some products that are available at the local garden centers. The mycorrhizae, you are so correct. I've been using it for 2 years. Wow, what it does for the garden.
Attention, all homeowners. Put down the pigskin. Lawn season is not over. Fall is when your lawn needs food to build its roots. And Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard is the food it wants. WinterGuard delivers the valuable nutrition lawns need to build strong roots. And fall is when lawns build their roots. So fall is when you need to feed. I repeat, put down the pigskin and pick up a bag of Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard. Then pass the nachos. That concludes this alert from the Lawn Desk. For additional information, visit scotts.com.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the pollen with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway small critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway dormant cat repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com. Have you ever traveled with the Fall Fair Garden Club before? It's like traveling with family and friends, and I know you will enjoy it almost as much as the trip itself. Next spring, we are planning to visit Croatia and Slovenia from April 27th to May 5th. You will be staying on the Croatian Riviera, filled with fancy hotels, beautiful beaches, rich history, and several UNESCO World Heritage sites. See the beautiful coastlines, fishing villages, medieval cities, and much more. For more information, call 888-997-BOAT.
Attention, all homeowners, put down the pigskin. Lawn season is not over. Fall is when your lawn needs food to build its roots. And Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard is the food it wants. WinterGuard delivers the valuable nutrition lawns need to build strong roots. And fall is when lawns build their roots. So fall is when you need to feed. I repeat, put down the pigskin and pick up a bag of Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard. Then pass the nachos. That concludes this alert from the Lawn Desk. For additional information, visit Scott.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory Century Direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory Direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
ECigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, toll-free, 800-259-9231. And if you never call the program, make it today. Don't be scared. Nobody's going to bite you. Give us a call, and we'll help you to solve your problems, okay? And this year, I don't care how good of a gardener you were or are, there's been problems. With all the rain, the cloudy weather, and the cool temperatures, nobody has the garden that they should have. And that's strictly the weather-related problem. Mother Nature, fall's coming. You better give us a good month or two or three. One thing that I want you to be aware of, if you have Japanese bamboo, and if you do, you know it because it just spreads and spreads. Right now, the Japanese bamboo is in blossom, covered with white blossoms that are like a tassel, like a string with little bells coming on it, and it's very noticeable. So if you've got Japanese bamboo, now is the time that you can really hurt it. And I mean, you won't kill it. There's nothing that will kill Japanese bamboo. But by using this method, you can slowly kill it. It will take you a couple of years, maybe three, but you'll get rid of it. Number one thing that you need to do when Japanese bamboo is in blossom is the time where you can really knock it back. The way that Japanese bamboo works is if you put a weed killer on it during the summertime, there's so much energy in the roots, it fights it. Even Roundup will not kill Japanese bamboo during May, June, July, and August, because there's too much stored energy in the roots. When it's in bloom, if you put Roundup on it, the energy that's normally in the roots is on top of the plant making the flowers. less resistant. The weed killer can get down to the roots, and it can kill some of it, and it can weaken the rest of it. So if you've got it, day like today, there's no rain in the forecast where you live, spray it. Wait a week, do it again, and that will really hurt the plant. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Connie on the line, who's calling about tomato blight.
Connie, what's happening with your tomatoes?
Yes, I'm the spokesperson for our neighborhood. We have tomato blight, and we have all kinds of questions, and we've heard rumors, and we're wondering, A, is it safe to eat the fruit, and is it... do we have to get rid of the soil, or all kinds of questions like that, because we don't want it again next year. And
right.
I was wondering what your recommendation is for this blight that has affected all of our tomatoes.
Oh, everybody has it. All of the whole Northeast has had a major, major problem. First of all, you can still eat the tomatoes and potatoes. My garden, the bottom tomatoes are about 50% good, and 50% of them have a lot of black lines running through it that spoil the shape. They're soft, so those have all been thrown away. The green tomatoes will ripen. Now, if you have any leaves left, leave them on the plant. If there's no leaves left, then pick all of your tomatoes, put them in your garage or tool shed or in your basement, and they will slowly ripen. You can put some on your windowsill, and when the sun hits them, it will help them to ripen for you. They won't have the flavor that they've had in past years, but they'll still be pretty good. But if there's leaves, leave them there. Potatoes, dig them and, clean them of the soil. The one thing I've been told with potatoes is because of the late blight, they're not going to be able to keep them as long as you normally would during the fall and winter. And I was talking to some people from the Department of Agriculture, and what they are recommending is harvest your potatoes, put them someplace where the air is going to move, and eat them the sooner the better, because they're just not going to keep. And we're coming up on a break. I will tell you what I know and what I'm going to know in the weeks to come. So don't panic. You do not have to get rid of that soil. The soil is still good.
We do not want you to be alarmed by what you're about to hear, but your lawn is in danger. Japanese beetles have spread to the entire eastern half of the U.S. That includes you. Aside from decimating trees, gardens, and rose bushes, these advancing beetles will lay thousands of eggs beneath your lawn. Eggs that become grubs with an insatiable appetite for the roots of your grass. These grubby gluttons lie hidden for months, literally eating your lawn from the inside out. Should you be alarmed? Yes. And no, not if you use Scott's Grub-X, the leading product for the prevention of grubs. Grub-X kills Japanese beetle larvae as soon as they hatch, so they never have a chance to destroy your lawn. Again, there is no cause for alarm. One application of Grub-X is guaranteed to work, but you need to act now. Because where there are beetles, there will be grubs. Scott's Grub-X is available at lawn and garden centers everywhere, in a red bag with a large, ugly grub on the front. Better there than in your lawn.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives, and that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Guiding Club. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. The biggest problem in the garden this year is the number one plant. Believe it or not, the number one selling plant. Everybody thinks it's flowers. It's a tomato plant. That's the biggest selling plant in the entire gardening industry. And this year with the weather, we had early blight, and then we got hit with the late blight. And there's been a lot of confusion and a lot of panicking, and I don't want you to panic. I'm doing a lot of work on this. I've got two big trade shows where there's a lot of new products being released. There's a lot of research being done. We had Joyce, who called at the beginning of the hour. There was at a panel discussion at the University of Mass, and she's going to send me the information. and I will do my research on it and make it available to you. I'm going to two trade shows, and I will get information about the new products, and I will hit these companies hard with this being my priority. So in the meantime, don't worry about the soil, okay? Don't worry about what was produced. I have potatoes. They're going to be harvested this week, and they're going to be eaten probably in the next 2 months. They're not going to have the quality or the size that they should due to the weather, and they're not going to be potatoes that you can keep over the winter. So what I suggest that you do is dig your potatoes, eat them, and keep them someplace in your basement where it's going to be cool. The cooler you can keep them, the better. You can keep them in your garage until we get the Thanksgiving and the freezing weather gets here. But if they get hot, they're going to break down faster. So clean all of the tops. Get rid of your potato foliage, your tomato foliage. Put them in trash bags and send them to the dump. Do not put them in your compost pile. Rake the garden clean, bag it, and get rid of it, okay? Take your potatoes, keep them cool, and they'll be okay. It's just that they're going to tend to break down quicker, and they won't keep that well. Your tomatoes, bring them in the house. If there's still foliage on them, then allow them a little bit longer to maybe you'll get some to ripen by themselves. The ones that are pretty well defoliated, pick all of the fruit, get rid of the foliage, and if you want to ripen them, put them on a windowsill where there's some sun, and the sun will ripen. If you want to keep them later, put them in your basement where it's cool, and they will slowly ripen by themselves. If the fruit feels soft and mushy, dump it. Get rid of it. But in the next 3 weeks, I have two big shows that I'm going to. There's a lot of new companies coming out that are natural, organic, and I'm sure I'm going to have something. But in the meantime, clean the garden, harvest your fruit, dispose of it, and then we'll talk about preparing and saving for next year. But do not get rid of the soil, okay? Let me do some research for you. That's my job. Your job is to grow. Mother Nature is working against you, but we'll solve the problem. So don't panic. Everything is going to be okay. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Mike on the line, who's calling about Brussels sprouts.
Mike, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Hi.
I have a question on Brussels sprouts.
Yes.
My plants are good size, but the Brussels sprouts itself are very small. Is there a way to get them to grow bigger?
Okay. On the Brussels sprouts on the bottom of the plant, how big are they now?
Right now, I'd say it's a lot of loose leaves. They're about a little less than a quarter size, but the rest of them are very small, just forming,
okay.
Maybe.
Yeah. What you want to do is I would pull, and I'm going to be doing this with mine. I love Brussels sprouts.
I know.
I'm going to pull the bottom half of the leaves off my Brussels sprouts this week. Okay? And by removing the leaves, you're going to give the Brussels sprouts some room to expand. Now, the ones that are an inch in diameter at the bottom, then you can pick those. Now, the other thing that you can do, and I was doing some reading on Brussels sprouts earlier this spring, and I didn't realize this because mine, they get up to be about 5 feet tall. Right now, they're probably 4 feet tall. And what this article I read on Brussels sprouts said is in mid-September, break the top off of your Brussels sprouts. And that will prevent it from getting taller and taller and taller. Because last year, my Brussels sprouts continued to grow right up until Thanksgiving when I harvested them. So it said break off the top and just p- pinch off maybe 3, 4, 5 inches. Just snap it right off. I take a pair of pruners and cut it. That will tell the plant, do not use any more energy to make new growth. Put that energy into making the sprouts get larger in size.
Very good.
So in 2 weeks, cut off the top, strip off the bottom half of those leaves, and as soon as they get ready, just snap them off. But one thing that I've found, Mike, is when the weather gets cold, the Brussels sprouts tend to taste better. And the ones that I pick on Thanksgiving compared to the ones that I pick in mid-September are a lot sweeter. But if they're ready to be harvested, pick them, clean them up, cook them, a little bit of butter and salt and pepper. My God, it tastes so different than a Brussels sprouts that you buy from the supermarket. The flavor is much better. And everybody that's tasted my Brussels sprouts at Thanksgiving says they've never tasted anything like it compared to what you buy that's been on the shelf for probably a couple of weeks. And they do store and will keep it. If you can keep them in a plastic bag in your the vegetable drawer in your refrigerator, but in the plastic bag, they will keep in there for 2 to 3 weeks and sometimes even more. They tend to get soft a little bit. But strip off the leaves, the bottom, pinch off the top, and they'll start to fill right in. And if you want to use a liquid food is absorbed in the plant quickly and will give you a response quickly. It doesn't last, but it will give the plant a surge to help to fill in the size of the Brussels sprouts. Thank you, Mike, and a timely question at that. Thank you. Jared, who's next?
Next up we have Darren on the line, who's got a question about aerating his lawn.
Darren, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Good. And yourself, Darren?
Good. Hey, I had gotten told by my yardman that I can plug my lawn, aerate it, in the next few weeks, and then at that same time kind of break up the plugs and then seed. Would you recommend that, or is that not the best way to kind of overseed?
Is your lawn compacted?
I wouldn't say it's overly compacted. I haven't aerated it in the last 2 years. I try to do it, you know, every 2 to 3 years.
Okay. What I would like to see you do, the problem is when you plug the lawn, it really gives you a mess. And it looks like you had a whole bunch of ducks all over the lawn. What the golf courses are doing now, they plug the fairways like you every 2 or 3 years, and they just leave those plugs there. A good soaking rain will wash those plugs of soil back into the soil so that you don't have to break them up. What I found, it's a lot easier. And this was used when I first started gardening many, many years ago. I lived in Massachusetts in Marshfield and worked at a nursery in Scituate called Kennedy's Country Gardens. And the Marshfield Country Club is a golf course that has rolling hills. And in the fall and in the winter, it would fill full of water. And if you're a golfer, you want to be able to play golf year-round. Well, they could not play because of the amount of water that would build up in these rolling-type hills. And they had the United States Golf Association come in and told them where to put drainage ditches, and they had them add gypsum. They added gypsum at double strength in the fall, double strength the following spring. And as a result of that, they now use it, I think, every other year. They can play golf year-round. The gypsum attaches itself to the clay and prevents the clay from sticking. That it totally prevents water from sitting there because the clay can no longer turn into, like, silly putty. It opens it up, improves the drainage, and now people can play golf all year. So if you could get liquid gypsum, spray it on your lawn, you wouldn't have to pull out the plugs. And that's what I would do. I would get the liquid gypsum, go down to your local garden center. They have it in a bottle that you just attach to your hose. You turn on the hose, and it mixes. And I think a bottle will treat about 5,000 square feet. The name of the company is called Soil Logic. And if your garden center doesn't have it, go to my website, paulparent.com, click onto sponsors, and then scroll down to Soil Logic, and you can order it directly from them. So I would take care of the drainage and the compaction with the liquid gypsum, and then I would scalp the lawn, like we talked about earlier today with your lawnmower, rake it up and clean it, then rent a seed slicer that basically cuts a groove in the ground, injects the seed into the groove, then you just comb it and fertilize lime if you have moss problem, and then plenty of water. But I would prefer, it's going to be a lot easier, it's going to look nicer, and a lot less work than using that plugging machine. The plugging machine is used because there's a lot of people walking on it. So if the front lawn, you're told, needs to be plugged, do you have 5-6 kids or the whole neighborhood comes to your house and runs and plays baseball and football on your lawn? If that's the case, then yes. If nobody plays on it and it's just from normal wear and tear, then you probably don't have to pull out plugs. You can just use the liquid gypsum. Thank you, Darren. Appreciate the phone call. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Teresa on the line, who's calling with a problem with her grass.
Teresa, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Last year, we had a bunch of dogs on our lawn. I talked to you about this, and we did the lime. We actually did it 3 times on our lawn to get rid of these big, huge black spots that are kind of like a fungus, for lack of a better word. And
right.
We dug it up, and we put new dirt down, and it's back again.
Okay, why don't you hold on a second? We're coming up to a break. We'll be right with you. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget. Bugs and weeds got you down this year? How would you like to save on the products to do the job right the first time? They're just generic. Look for Fertilome Kills-All to replace Roundup, twice as strong and half the price. Fertilome Systemic Insect Drench replaces Bayer Tree and Shrub, half the price and a big savings. And over the top to control grasses in your planting bed. Go to www.fertilome.com, that's F-E-R-T-I-L-O-M-E.com, for a dealer near you.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Are you tired of insects eating your trees and shrubs? Can't reach the top of those tall trees? Well, Bonide Products has the answer. Bonide Annual Tree and Shrub works systemically from the inside out and will prevent infestations on your trees and shrubs for up to 1 year with only one application right now. There's no spraying, just mix it in a bucket and pour it at the base of your trees or shrubs. The systemic insecticide gets absorbed through the roots and will travel throughout the entire plant and will not wash off. That's Bonide.
Wow! All I can say is wow! Times are changing fast. Scary needles, laws changing until pretty soon It'll be against the law to grow a tomato plant. How does this fit into healthcare? I'm not sure, but I am sure that Life Change Tea will give attention to your health. Good health. Join the many that have made the change just by drinking our all-natural tea. Lose weight, detoxify, and get energy. Call now at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. It doesn't come any easier. Getthetea.com. Oh, yeah, and right now is our semi-annual special underway. It won't last long, so order now while you still can. Order at getthetea.com.
Hi, Ed Schultz here. I want to tell you about BioGreenClean.com. BioGreenClean. It is absolutely the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms all competitive cleaners. BioGreenClean is the product. It's tough enough to take on virtually any cleaning challenge, yet gentle enough for your baby's toys. That's right. BioGreenClean is plant-derived and contains no harmful chemicals, solvents, and no annoying fragrances. If you want spectacular and unprecedented results from a revolutionary cleaning product, look no further. BioGreenClean is the cleaning product that you've been waiting for. It's that simple. It's super, and it's easy to order. Just go to www.biogreenclean.com. That's www.biogreenclean.com. BioGreenClean.com. Try it today. You'll be glad you did. BioGreenClean. It cleans anything.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Pulpit Garden Club. We're talking with Teresa, and Teresa, you were saying that we have these dead spots. You've dug them up, you've put down some fresh loam and grass seed, and this black has come back, right?
Right, and I've used lime three times on it, and we fertilized the lawn, and it's black and it's slippery, so you can actually fall on it.
Okay, then it's got to be some type of a moss or a mold, a fungus of some sort. Why don't you go down to your local nursery and pick up a bottle of Serenade lawn fungicide. And it comes in, it's in a pink bottle. With a built-in sprayer, you just screw it on to the opposite end of the shower, and you would spray it. And then I would wait 2 weeks and do it again, and that should eliminate it. A black moss or a mold like that is a mushroom-type growth, and this Serenade will control that particular problem.
Okay, and then do you suggest I do after that?
I would just kill it with this first, and then once you see that it's dissolving and it's going away, just take a regular hand cultivator, scratch up the ground, put down some fresh grass seed, and then I would probably use that Serenade on the new seed once it's up a couple of inches, and then you should be okay. And then next year, if it should come back, you know, whatever Serenade you have left, save it, and then you can hit it next year. But I would think that if you sprayed it now, you should be able to eliminate it once and for all.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Teresa. And if you need some help, just send me a little email. My email address is pparent, P-A-R-E-N-T, at roadrunner, one word, .com. And we'll give it a try. Those of you that have joined us from WHJJ in Providence, there is going to be a fun event. September 19th, WHJJ and the Stop and Shop in Greenwich, Greenwich Avenue in Warwick, is having the 2009 Best Homegrown Tomato Challenge. And this is going to be a fun event. The event is September 19th. And we hope that you all join. There's a website that you can get some information. It's called Nature Sweet Tomatoes. Nature Sweet Tomatoes with an S .com. And you can pick up some entry blanks at the Stop and Shop near you. And it's going to be a fun time. Again, September 19th on Greenwich Avenue in Warwick. And it's a contest to see who can have the best homegrown tomatoes. To make it even better, there's going to be over $6,000 in prizes. So check out the website, naturesweettomatoes.com. And, again, it's the Stop and Shop on Greenwich Avenue in Warwick, Rhode Island. And there'll be more information on the radio in the days to come. It's going to be a fun event, and I'll be there as one of the judges. So don't panic. Let's hope you get some good tomatoes by then. And you will. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Annie on the line. Annie's got something eating her garden.
Annie, tell me about the plants and what's happening.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I have been sick this summer, and so I had a period of time where I wasn't doing anything in the garden or the yard. And when I came out midweek this week, I had some fall radishes planted, and all the tops have holes in them. All the roses have holes in them, practically eaten. The hostas have holes. The impatiens have been stripped. The chrysanthemums are eaten all the way to the ground. And I have no idea what's happening.
Well, we've had so much rain, Annie. It's been so cloudy that this has been a year for slugs and snails more than I've ever seen before. I love hostas. And as much as I love them, I just couldn't put enough product to stop the slug damage. So your fall radishes, they'll be fine. They're still in the ground, and the slugs and the snails will not bother the roots. But for this year, the season is coming to an end. Don't panic. Next year will be a different year. In the future, get Slug Go, and it works wonderful.